Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
I'm ready to blow it just one more sound.
Brain Injury Radio and Radio Ability are sponsored by the TBI Network.
Find them on facebook.com/TBI Network or at tbifn.org.
Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and now, for tonight's episode of Brain Injury Radio.
Hello, listeners out there. This is your host, Doreen Rosenfeld. And tonight, I'm talking to Amy Young. And I know this is really timely because a lot of us are suffering from allergy problems. And she talks about eliminating allergies. And she will be talking about the allergy kit. It's something she developed to help anyone permanently remove their allergies without pain or needles or drugs. Sounds almost too good to be true, huh? Amy Young is an acupuncturist, a natural healer, and the creator of the allergy kit. This set of tools is non-invasive and can be used by your whole family in a non-threatening and helpful way. As a nutritional expert, she can create tailor-made menus to fine-tune her specific allergy treatments. If live sessions are a problem, she works over the phone or by Zoom. She works with the body code, a process that allows her to locate hidden emotions buried in different parts and organs in the body. By identifying these buried clues, she can then specifically and accurately treat the puzzle she finds for each individual and help permanently remove the triggers of the individual allergies she finds. The allergy kit is a culmination of 20 years of research and development. After treating thousands of patients in her acupuncture office, she has developed a treatment that's simple and effective. This home treatment protocol uses a red cold laser that allows you to naturally eliminate your allergies and their symptoms. It provides long-lasting allergy relief season after season. Finally, you can get your life back and eliminate your allergies once and for all. Inga, would you like to say hello to all the listeners on here?
Yes, hello everybody. That was great. Yeah, allergies is such a big thing. It seems to be just worse and worse. Everybody has lower and lower immune system. And I think that has many reasons. You are always talking about brain injury, and that is one of the reasons, because if you have a brain injury, your poor gut is immediately affected through the vagus nerve. And often people don't think about that. I don't even think doctors realize that when somebody comes in with a head injury, that they should work on the gut at the same time. Because often they often have some kind of an infection too. They may get the antibiotics. It's just like a double whammy. So after a head injury, you have to be very, very careful with your gut and really treat your and repair your gut. And if not, allergies, they develop. And I think it seems as if the immune system is just getting weaker and weaker with each generation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it has to do with all the vaccinations kids get.
Very interesting.
They are not getting the natural immune system built up.
So tell me, how does one improve their immune system?
Well, you know, first of all, they have to start to eat organic. They have to start to heal the gut. And that is the first step. I think some people, they can even get rid of their allergies just by eating organic and be careful with what they eat. Avoid sugar and wheat, first of all. With the allergy kit, One of the advantages is that you get rid of the cravings, because it's very hard to get rid of, for example, sugar cravings, since everything has sugar and people are sugar addicted to sugar.
Uh-huh.
Some people say it's harder to get to stop eating sugar than getting rid of an cocaine addiction. I'm sure you've heard that.
Yes, because we have to eat sugar every day.
And if we don't cook our own food, it's always sugar in. And if you go to the restaurants too, everybody puts sugar in the food. And it's really, really very hard for people to stop eating sugar. And the sugar, it creates so many other illnesses, like, for example, candida, which is a whole big thing in itself, with depression and digestive problems and allergies. And, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And if you cannot stop eating sugar, you cannot get rid of the candida. So it's a vicious cycle.
So how do you recommend people get rid of sugar?
Well, I recommend the allergy kit because it makes it much easier. They may have to treat the sugar more than once, depending on where they are. But I think, you know, with people being overweight, that's another thing. That affects the blood sugar. And so many people are pre-diabetic without knowing it. And blood sugar resistant, and they keep eating sugar, so it ends up with people becoming diabetic. Often they go to the doctor and the doctor says, oh no, you're not diabetic yet, we wait till you get diabetes and then you can get your pills, instead of working on digestion and eliminating allergies. And I mean, it really comes down to changing lifestyle. People have to change lifestyle or they will start to die much earlier.
Right. So you think we should change our lifestyle, but that's kind of hard to do.
It is hard, but the allergy kit helps them to at least stay away from the things that they, often people are allergic, they crave what they are allergic to.
Yes.
And like, we see, for example, with wheat, which also has a protein that's like an opiate. It's opiate-like, and that makes people also addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
I have patients sometimes, and I say, you really have to stop eating wheat because that creates, they have aches and pains. And I say, that is from the wheat. But they don't believe me. And they say, no, don't take my bread away. You can't take my bread away. Well, you know.
So tell me about your allergy kit.
Yes. So it is, I have several different kits, but I also have about 300 extra vials. But the kits are built on, for example, I have one kit that's the basic kit. This kit is included in all the other kits, but you could start with just what I call the allergy kit. That consists of seven vials plus a stress vial. And I can explain how it is built if you want me to do that.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, so the first vibe, if you have to keep them 1 through 7 because it's a reason to it. Vibe number one contains the energies from milk, from egg and chicken and milk, vitamin C and parasites, and
Okay.
Some people say, well, I'm a vegan, I do not eat egg or chicken, but we came from an egg. So that is the reason. Even if we don't eat meat products, we need to be able to absorb the basic protein.
Yes.
And we are born, come from an egg, and when we are born, we get milk, and when we start to eat, we get vitamin C. And we are all warm-blooded animals, so we all have parasites. So that's why. And we're not allergic to the parasites per se, but to the dead bodies and the poop.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it is. It sounds gross, but that's how it is. And then vial number two is vitamin B that we need for nerves and a lot of other combinations, plus sugar. So that is the skin treatment. It's vitamin B and sugar,
mm-hmm.
because it's in everything, and it's also in milk, both breast milk and cow's milk. Vial number three, contains toxins, all kinds of toxins, because children today, babies today, when they are born, they have, some people say 200, other people say up to 500 different chemicals and toxins in their umbilical cord.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
A lot of toxins. And
yeah, a lot for a little baby. So it comes from the mother and what the mother eats and breathes and does. So, I mean, how many do we have after living 40, 50, 60, whatever years?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have to do the toxin vibe. And to some extent, helps to detox. It also helps with the allergy to the toxins. Number four is vaccines. Almost everybody has been vaccinated or their parents have been vaccinated. So it is, that energy is in the blood.
Yes.
And specifically kids on the spectrum, there is a change after they do the vial with the vaccinations. Then
really?
We have the vial number. Yeah, so that's often a real change in them. Because that, you know, that those frequencies, they never go away. What they inject in our bodies.
Yes.
And then we have vial number five, which is sugar again, plus candida. And number six is grains. I also have corn in there because corn is so common, even though it's not a grain.
Yes.
But it works well. Vial number seven is a combination of all the, of 1 through 6. And also has organs and endocrine. So that's the basic.
He said also has,
and this,
I didn't hear you.
I didn't hear what you said.
No, you said it
also
has, and what did you say it also had?
Oh, okay. It also has endocrines and organs.
Oh, okay.
Seven. So this is the basic that people have to start with so that they can, even though they don't think they have allergies, because many people, I talk to people about the allergy kits, and I think half of the people say, yo, I don't have any allergies. And they're not aware. And they are not, I have met during 20, what is it? I started in 98. For 23 years, I have met one single person who did not have any allergies. So it was not food allergies. I mean, I use it loosely. It is also intolerances and sensitivities. But one person, everybody else has, they all have some.
Very interesting.
And I think also the thing with weight, for example, because of the sugar, that I really think when they started, I came to the States in 90, end of 90. Then, and I think it was pretty close to that time, maybe a couple of years later, when all of a sudden they came out with everything was fat-free.
Yes.
Everybody started to eat fat-free, and they could go, okay, we can eat ice cream and cakes. It doesn't have any fat. What did it have? Sugar. Tons of sugar. And I think that is when people really started to gain weight.
Yes.
Because you look at pictures from 30 years ago, people were not as fat as they are now.
Yes, you can see that on just television shows.
Exactly. And they don't understand why they can't lose weight. Of course they can, because they eat the things that make them fat, and it's not fat.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, well, the medical community is pretty much realizing telling people not to eat fat was stupid, because fat is very important to eat. It doesn't make you fat when you eat fat.
Yeah, no, I have eaten fat all my life, and I'm definitely not overweight.
Yeah, it's much better for you. Yeah.
So they're afraid of the wrong things, and counting calories is not always the right thing either. So it is really. I'm really worried for the health of the public, of general public, and the new generation. I sometimes cringe when I see what people give little babies. They're less than a year old and they get ice cream and hot dogs and.
Oh, I know. It's amazing.
And they don't understand.
Live.
Yeah, but if you look at it, one child in two has a chronic illness.
Mhm. I know, and
that is
the parents
that
are
is
doing
really
it
amazing.
Too. By feeding them, they don't realize the harm they're doing.
No, I mean it should be taught already in kindergarten. I think how they should eat.
Yes.
But that, I think in schools, I know when my grandkids were in school, they couldn't eat the food they got there, so they brought their own food. But I don't know, how can we wake people up?
Well, like your allergy kid sounds like a good way.
It is a good way. And as I say, it does help them from having cravings to the things they should not eat.
Yes. That's what we all need.
And if we could make people as afraid of getting COVID as how dangerous it is to eat the way they do, because that I think it's much better, much bigger chance that they die from what they are eating than from getting COVID.
Yeah, you're probably right, because people don't even realize how prevalent that is and how people are eating the wrong things. But you can't tell people that. They just won't listen.
I know. And then there comes one day, and then they are so sick that they just have to change. But it shouldn't have to take that long. It shouldn't have to take that long. They should understand that, first of all, it starts with the children.
Yes,
It starts before that. It starts when you're pregnant.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I know. My mother followed a very careful diet when she was pregnant with me. I mean, that was, you know, almost 60 years ago, so I can't imagine what the doctors told her, but she, you know, was doing what she thought was the right thing and only eating decent foods. And I'm extremely healthy today, so it must have been pretty much the right foods.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So tell me more about the allergy kit.
So it is we treat it with a laser, and the laser comes in the kit.
Oh.
So yeah. So you have a laser. It's the frequency is the same as the body's. So you hold the vial. You treat every vial with the stress vial, because when we have anything, if it's a cold or a headache or allergies, all the cells in the body are under stress.
Yes.
And I realized this because I had one patient, and it was so hard to treat her. I had to do several rounds to get her to get strong on whatever I treated her for. And I realized she was just so stressed out. And so I created the stress vial, and then it was much, much easier.
Oh!
It was really amazing, the difference. So that's why now I have a stress vial in every kit. I didn't, 10 years ago, I didn't.
Our society's become so much more stressed. People are so much more stressed out.
Yes, so they can also use the stress vial separately, just to de-stress.
Uh-huh.
So you take for example, the first treatment, vial number one, and then you take the stress vial, and you use a Q-tip that you lightly lick on and put over the belly button, and then you put the vials also over the belly button and kind of hold them with the pants or the elastic in the pants or something, so you can they sit there. And then you shine the laser through the vial, and first on the belly button, then you go to the head, and you take the laser over the, start at the third eye between the eyebrows and go over the whole head down to the neck and back and forth 7 times. Then you take the laser and go over your ears, just a few seconds, about 7 seconds on each ear. Then you go back to the belly button for 30 seconds, go back to the head 7 times, the ears a few seconds, and end up on the belly button. So you do the belly button 3 times, head twice, and the ears twice. So why we have the saliva on the Q-tip, that is because the saliva is, and you just lick it lightly because you don't want to contaminate the vials.
Mm-hmm.
And the saliva is like the laboratory of the whole body. and the belly button is the center of the body and the center of the digestive system. So it's like a snapshot. It makes it easier for the body to know what it's going to do. So that's the treatment. And afterwards, you do something called the 4 gates, which is large intestine 4 and liver 3. It's the point between the web between the thumb and the forefinger, the index finger.
Yeah.
And the corresponding point on the foot. So you start on the left hand, for example, then you go to the left foot, then you go to the right foot between the toes there, then to the right hand, and then you end up on the left hand, so you close this circuit. And that is to avoid reactions.
Uh-huh.
So And also, for example, with people who are very sensitive or children up to 10 or 12, if they're sensitive, like kids on the spectrum, they are very, very sensitive. So they should always be treated through a surrogate. So what you do then, for example, a mother can be the surrogate.
Uh-huh.
She puts the vials on her belly button. She puts the Q-tip on the child. The child is in contact with the mother, holding on to her leg or her arm or something, or just sitting close. They have to be in physical connection. If it's a baby, they can put the baby on the lap. And then she treats herself, and she has the intention, and the intention is to treat the child or a very sensitive person. And so the treatment doesn't affect the surrogate at all.
Very interesting.
So that's also kids, for example, on the spectrum who are unruly and or whoever is can't sit still, then they can do it when they're asleep and do the same thing, just be in contact, just have foot touching, for example, or something like that.
And you said it's not going to affect the mother at all.
No. So she has to treat herself separately, because I think everybody should treat themselves.
Yeah.
And another thing, while I remember, if he is pregnant, then I just to avoid anything, I say don't do it on the belly button. But treating yourself for allergies when you're pregnant, the baby comes out without allergies.
Wow. Pretty neat. So how did you discover this? I mean, you said 20 years of research and development. I mean, how did you figure out how?
I used to be, I don't know if you're familiar with NAEP, the Baudrillard Allergy Elimination Technique.
Oh, okay.
So I was the practitioner of hers. And then I had so many patients, they had more than one child, they had to travel, some people lived far away, and so many people, or their practitioner moved, or they moved, and that's why I decided to do something that they could do on themselves without being dependent on a practitioner. And then they can always go to an aid practitioner and check what further down the road what they need to do if they want to do that.
Because
it takes, with NAEP, it takes, they have to spend, they have to go 15 times before they get to do something. And that's more or less my first three vials. And if something doesn't stick, or work, then they have to go back and do it again and pay again. This way they can do it themselves and repeat it. And as I said, use it for the whole family. They don't use it up. They never open the vial.
Huh. Very interesting.
And I have 30 days money back guarantee, and I have less than 5% returns.
Huh. Good stuff.
And then sometimes people get stuck, and they don't know where to go or something. Then I often offer, I do the body code, which
body
is...
Body code, okay.
Yeah, it's built on Chinese medicine, but also on chakras, and it's a compilation?
Combination of
different techniques invented by Dr. Brad Nelson, who has patented. So it's now computerized, so I can do it over Zoom. And I connect with them, with the person, and then I do muscle testing on them through myself. So I'm the surrogate. So this is to find disharmony between organs, but also organs and body parts or whatever it is, but also to find trapped emotions at certain ages and what the emotion is and where it is trapped. And it can be anywhere in the body.
Is it common?
I don't understand. You say common? Common?
No. Do a lot of people have, you know, these trapped emotions?
Oh, it's very common. Oh, yes. we all have them. We all have them. And so often it comes, you know, down to one example. I had one child. She was about 5 years old. And this was also over Zoom. And she was autistic. And I treated her, and the first thing that came up was her arm at birth.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and I kind of said to myself, what is this? This is weird. I've stopped questioning myself now. And then the mother said, no, when she was born, her arm came out first. So she had some little defect on her shoulder.
Uh-huh.
So it's weird, but so these things, they are trapped, and it's nothing. I mean, she could not remember that. That was at birth. Plus, she was not very communicative either. And I have some autistic children. I do the body code with them, and their speech improves. It does also improves with the allergy kit, but the combination is very interesting.
Very interesting.
So, and also I've partnered up with a Scandinavian company, and that is about omega 6 and 3 balance, which everybody is out of. 95% of the population is out of balance when it comes to, and that's the inflammation, both the gut inflammation and the brain inflammation, gut fire and brain fire, and that's a remedy that seems to be very, very effective. And the good thing is that they take a test first and see where you are, and then 4 months later, after taking the remedy, they test it again and they see the difference. All the inflammation, all the inflammation that we suffer from can be partially, I mean, of course, everything we eat, but at least it can be calmed down by taking this omega, because they say most omega 3 remedies are, as soon as you open them or take them, they get rancid.
Really?
So they have some. Yeah, so they have some special technique that they produce their oils. And and I started to take it myself. I had problems with sinuses. So almost two years ago, I had an operation on my sinuses that lasted over 6 hours, and then I was on antibiotics, and that destroyed my gut and my blood sugar, and I've been fighting with my blood sugar since then. I never eat sugar. I am rather underweight than overweight, and it's not so easy to gain weight either. And, in my family, it doesn't exist anything with the blood sugar problems. So I have taken it for 3-4 weeks, and it's already getting towards normal. It helps for diabetes also. So I'm very happy.
Yeah, that's great. Because, I mean, you were talking about people with head injuries having gut problems. I imagine that people who are on, like, like medication, like seizure medication, for example, or aquatic medication.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, you know, I have had also clients who have written to me that they're, especially children who have seizures, and they have disappeared with an allergy kit.
Good.
We don't understand the reason why are we reacting? Especially seizures and children, they don't know what they have eaten or reacted to. I mean, it can be anything. It can be chemicals in the carpets or paint on the walls. You know,
uh-huh.
It can be anything.
Wow.
So lots and lots of things we don't put together. I will give you another example, and that is when I started, because in the beginning when I did the NAIT, I did allergies for people with allergies and acupuncture for people, you know, with other stuff.
Uh-huh.
One day I had a patient who came in. He used to come once or twice a year for his neck.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he had no appointment. He just showed up, almost crawled in. He had a friend who almost carried him in, who had to drive him with sciatic. He had a sciatic attack. He had never had sciatic attacks before.
No.
And I did four different acupuncture treatments on him. Four different techniques. Nothing helped, which is very unusual. According to my experience. And then it occurred to ask him if he drank coffee.
Oh.
Because coffee is a gallbladder irritant, and the sciatic nerve kind of goes over the gallbladder meridian. So he said, oh, it's funny that you say this. This was here in South Florida in January, so it was maybe 68 degrees. So it was cold. So he said, my boss gave me a double Cuban coffee because it was cold.
Uh-huh.
About 2 hours later, he turned around to pull down a box, and an empty box, didn't weigh anything. And when he came and got the box, he couldn't move.
Uh-huh.
And so I treated him for coffee. And within 5 minutes, his pain was gone. His pain was gone.
Huh.
So after that, I treat all my patients. They all get allergy treatments, at least the basic allergies, the basic 7 vials.
Huh.
For everything. And I have better results for it.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
People are just allergic to so many things in our environment. It's really amazing.
Yes, and how do we put things together? That's what I mean. You know, people get sick. Why do they get sick? Why do they suffer from certain things? We don't know, but that is one of the things that it can be an allergy.
So tell me, what are the most common things that people are allergic to?
Well, the sugar and the wheat are the worst.
Sugar and wheat, yeah.
Yes, because the wheat, the wheat, apart from being so toxic, because they spray the wheat a couple of days before they harvest it to get the leaves to fall off. And then all the glyphosate goes directly up to the kernels. And apart from that, also the protein, the gliadin, contains a protein that makes holes in the intestinal lining.
Oh.
And then the partially digested food goes up in the bloodstream, and of course, it's not supposed to be there, so that's the leaky gut, and then the body produces antibodies, and you get allergies.
Very interesting. So most people don't even realize that they have allergies.
No. No. And you know how people come and say, well, maybe they had allergies once upon a time for something, but they say all of a sudden they can't eat anything.
Ah.
They react to everything. And that is why, because they are eating the same things and that makes those holes. And you just get more and more and more allergies. So everything they eat, it goes out in the bloodstream.
Uh-huh.
So it's a big problem.
Yeah.
And people really do have to stop eating wheat. With the allergy kit, they can get rid of the allergy to wheat, but it still has that same thing that it makes holes in the intestinal lining. So I don't recommend that you eat wheat. What happens is you can maybe have it now and then, once in a blue moon, or if you are very sensitive, doing the kit, if you happen to get it, because there is wheat in so many things that you're not aware of, they won't have the reaction.
Hmm.
But wheat is not good for you. And it's so good.
Well, things we're allergic to are, right? We like them. So tell me, as a baby, I never liked milk. I mean, is that common?
It is common in kids who have milk allergies. The body knows.
Right. My body knows. Too.
Exactly. So parents, they force their kids to eat certain things, especially milk, because that's supposed to be so good for you.
Yes.
And it's not good if you have an allergy to it.
So tell me, are some of these problems more common here in America than in other places around the world?
Well, I think because of all the glyphosate, all the toxins, you know, in Europe, I think it's more restricted and prohibited in some places. And here, it's sprayed all over the place.
Yeah. All over everything.
What happens also with the glyphosate is that there is a pathway, it's not even in the body, it's a little difficult to understand, but there is a pathway where bacteria and enzymes have to travel, and they travel in the vegetables and in those fresh things, but they can't. With the glyphosate, they can't. So that means that when you eat the food, it doesn't get these specific bacteria and enzymes that we need to have a good digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many things with the glyphosate that is not good. Plus, it's toxic, of course.
Aside from that.
Yeah, aside from that. So.
Oh, man.
But, no.
So were you allergic to a lot of things as a child? I mean, is that how
you
know,
I didn't even know I was allergic. As a child, I had stomach pain all my life. Until I was 18 or 19, then it turned into migraine headache.
Oh.
But I did not know that it was allergies. Then one day I came over the book Fit for Life, where they talk about combination eating.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that for me it was that I could not eat. I was allergic to eating starches and the protein together.
Oh.
And when I was a child, I really didn't want it together. You know, they had meat and potatoes. And I really did not want to eat it, but you had to because that was the way it was.
Yeah.
I would never, if I had an egg, I did not want the bread with it. So there was apparently something that my body knew too. But after years and years and years of suffering from migraine headaches, when I started to eat combined, my headaches went away.
Really?
And since then, I also treated myself for it. And not that I really eat, I mean, I don't really eat potatoes, but I can eat the sweet potato and fish or something, and I won't have a reaction because I did treat it.
Very interesting. Huh.
And I have to tell you the story because it's so weird. A couple of years ago, I started to get eczema all over the body. I went. Whoa. I had to get up at night. I woke up at night. I had to put long sleeves and long pants, and so I could scratch myself. And I could not figure out what it was. I found it was pollen and dust. I treated me for that. It went a little better. But, I was talking to a client of mine, because she had gone through the same thing and she had found out what it was.
Uh-huh.
It was a cross reaction between celery and pollen.
Celery and pollen?
Yeah. And I had started to drink celery juice. That's so popular, you know, that because I was a little under the ice and I wanted to just build up my immune system. And this was in the winter time, and I live on a golf course. And so it was cool. So I had all my doors, my balcony doors open. So I had, I guess, pollen coming in. And when once I treated myself for that combination, it went away.
Wow.
So we can get allergic to things that we absolutely don't have a clue that could be an allergy. I mean, I really didn't have a clue.
Yes. I mean,
so,
I've heard stories about kids being allergic to their fathers or something.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And, you know, if you think about it, if you can be allergic to a dog, why can't you be allergic to a person?
Yeah, you're right.
So,
but that's strange.
I had a client also who had her son. As soon as she sat on the child sat on his father's lap, his face got all red.
Really?
So I made a. Yeah, so I created a vial for her from, you know, so I got I don't remember if it was the child's picture and his saliva or the father's, I don't really remember. So I created a vial from the other person, and the allergy disappeared.
Really? That's interesting.
I also had a child, yeah, because we don't think that we are allergic to people, but also siblings that fight a lot or even parents, if they fight a lot, it can be a sensitivity and you can treat it with.
Amazing. I had no idea.
Yeah, because it sounds so funny, you don't believe it.
Yeah, I know. I'm just used to my parents and we're arguing back and forth all the time. We were arguing with them, you know, we were arguing. And, oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
I had one kid, now that I think of it, who she was adopted, and she kind of hated her mother. And she had also, she was about 12 years old, and she had a girl, well, she was definitely not a girlfriend, because they would fight as soon as they saw each other. And I treated her, and I don't remember if I treated her for the other girl or if I just treated her for allergies. I don't remember, it's so long ago. But all of a sudden, she had no problem with that good anymore. So I asked her, and she said, she's nice now. and the same with her mother. And the same with her mother. So their relationship became much better.
Wow. That's interesting. You don't think of adopted kids being allergic to their new parents. Wow, that's strange.
Yeah.
And it can go on forever if you don't do something about it like you do.
Exactly. And I mean, it's faster than to go to therapy for years.
Yes. And you probably get a better, more permanent solution too. Very interesting.
Yeah, you keep the vibe, because it happened with me and my partner, who since has departed. But it happened to us too that we all of a sudden went yes. So then I had made vibes for us, and we treated each other, and it got better. So I mean, I know it by experience that it works.
Wow, that's neat. That's really, really neat. So where can people find this allergy kit, this treatment of yours? How do people find it?
So the website is very simple. It's theallergykit.com.
Theallergykit.com. Okay.
Yes. And they can also, if they want more explanation, or they can get the free consultation also. I think there is a link directly on the website.
Okay, and I know that your name, I didn't know how to pronounce it when I first read it.
I know.
So, where is that from?
It's Inge with a Y. Well, it's short for Ingeborg, and it used to be with a Y, with an I, but then I lived in Venezuela, and, it's called Y and I, it's called Y and E, and they are pronounced the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got my papers back, my name was spelled with a Y, but I liked it better, so I... But it would have cost me an arm and a leg to change it.
I see. Oh, wow.
And my last name is pronounced Jung. Here they say Young. L is silent. And the translation of that is Heather.
Oh. Okay, very nice. Well, thank you for that explanation. And now let's go back and talk some more about allergies and what they can do to people. You said people can sometimes be fighting with each other. Are there other more violent reactions if people are allergic to another person?
Well, they can... I think that there are... I think there are many people in prison who have allergic reactions, and that's what happens. They get very angry and they get violent and. So everybody reacts differently. And if you think about the kids on the spectrum, especially the autistic children, they have their temper tantrums and meltdowns. That is not bad behavior. It's an allergic reaction.
Wow. Whole new way of looking at other people.
Yeah. So, it doesn't matter how long they go for behavior therapy. If they don't do the allergies, they will not have that much result. And it's not the child's fault. They can't help it. It's not the parent's fault either. I mean, they go... Maybe they say, okay, the kid has been behaving, let's go to a pizza parlor. And they eat pizza, and the kid has a meltdown. And they have to carry him out screaming and crying because he had an allergic reaction to the wheat.
Wow. Yeah, that's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. Huh. So there's some, that's what I mean. There are so many things that we don't put together with allergies. So
exactly.
I think everyone should use actually think everybody should use the kit. And even though they say, no, I don't have any allergies, but they do. We all
do. I didn't have, you know, any allergies until I became allergic to milk and dairy products and stuff after my head injury. Because, you know, obviously my gut, as you were saying, was affected. But, you know, being with your body so far down makes you more vulnerable. And I figured I'd always harbored a sensitivity to milk, and all of a sudden it just became prominent after my accident.
Uh-huh. Yes, that is typical. And as I said, I don't think you, and I mean, so many kids and have head injuries, football players or people who run on the bicycles or whatever.
Yes.
You know, they
it's
fall
so
out
common.
Of kids. It's so common. And nobody really looks at the gut.
You're right. I mean, wow. So you can be allergic to other people, other things. I mean, it's just, everyone should be doing the allergy kit. So you said it's all on the website. They can reach out to you and get the kit from the website.
Yes.
Okay. Are there other ways that people can reach out to you that...
Well, maybe they can contact you too, and you can have a banner on your website.
Yes, that's very interesting. I've never met someone who enlightened me about all these things before. Because, it might be people in prison are there because they're allergic to something and don't even realize it.
Exactly. That's, here we have one kid who killed a lot of school kids, and he is on the spectrum, definitely. And difficult background, and I'm sure it is an allergic reaction that made him... it's built up, of course, also being rejected and so forth and so on. So, of course, not only one thing.
Yeah.
But I think he played a big role. And, of course, he would sit in prison for the rest of his life.
Huh.
Because he killed people. He killed kids.
Very interesting. Yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting you say that about the gut, because a lot of people after accidents have, or after head injuries, have a personality change.
Yes.
And I never really thought about it before, just being allergies.
Allergies in the gut. Yeah.
Wow. That's so fascinating.
Yeah, it's a different way of looking at life, really.
It is a totally different way. And did you, it says here that you're an acupuncturist.
Yes.
Did you find out any of this stuff through acupuncture?
Well, a combination. I saw that's when I started with the Nambudri pad, with an eight, because there was things that I couldn't solve. People would feel better, but they would come back. And I knew there was something missing. And I found that the allergies had to do with so many things. From asthma to back pain to sciatica to, all kinds of. And that's why I started with that. And, it's been 23 years since I started with the allergy treatments.
Very interesting, because I know pollen off of trees is a big huge thing that people know about. I mean, people know about that, but it's still out there all the time.
Yes. So one of the things is, apart from eliminating the allergy, is also to build up your immune system. I mean, it's so important, the vitamin D, for example, and all the rest, but vitamin D is one of the things that they really, everybody should really test, especially now when it's starting to get a little sun up north, at least. And I think also with the vaccination, many people, they feel secure and think that they don't have to do anything more. And it's more important than ever that they build up their own immune system.
Yes.
And if you don't absorb food because you have allergies, well, how will you get your immune system up?
That's very true. I mean, I'm a chiropractor, so I'm always telling people the same thing. You know, some people listen, some people don't. That's all there is to it.
I know. But I'm afraid that it will come to a point where so many people realize that they're sick. Because the thing with weight and all this eating the way they do, it's so it goes slowly. So they don't realize that they are sick until they get real sick.
Very interesting. Okay, so let me just make a quick announcement here. If anyone has any specific questions they'd like to ask my guest, Inga, tonight, if you're on the show but not in the studio, call into the studio. That's 424-243-9540 and press 1. That way I'll know there's a question. So if you have a question you'd like to ask Inga here Thursday night when we're on the air, you can do that. Just call in 424-243-9540 and press 1. Or you can contact Inga through her website later on and talk to her. But I just wanted to put that out there.
And also, if you have, you know, your banner on your website, they go to your banner and click on that, and that goes to my website.
Yes, that is a very good idea. Yes. Okay.
Because you see your people there, so it's simpler for them to go to your website and just click on it.
Yeah, that's a great idea because allergies are so prevalent. I mean, it's like you said, everyone's allergic to something, whether they know it or not.
Yes, and you know, if they're allergic to something, they are also allergic to the basic foods, like the egg and chicken and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so important that they do the basic kit first so they can start to build up their immune system.
Very interesting. Yeah, so when I know that I believe that when you're, you know, taking any, like getting a vaccination for something, you know, your immune system will be freaked out for a couple days. So you have to work on building it up and eating the right things.
Yes, it's very, very important.
Or not just vaccination, but any medication you take.
Yeah, that's another thing. There are so many side effects. And some of them, I think, can be solved by eating the right thing instead of taking medications.
Yeah,
especially when it comes to diabetes.
Yes. Well, people don't realize that. I mean, yeah, I'm always arguing with people about that.
Yeah, but I recommend that everybody would that everybody gets a glucose meter, because if they go to the doctor and they have a fasting glucose, it's normal, or what they say within normal. But, you know, with functional medicine, it's a little lower than if you go to the... and then what happens when you eat? When you eat something sweet, what happens then? Where is your blood sugar then? Is it 200? Well, it's not supposed to be over 120. Or you go to the doctor and they say, okay, well, diabetes is 120, right?
Something like
what
that.
If they are what if they are 118?
Yeah, exactly.
And also, and it is proven that already if they're around 110, 111, that already then affects, then they can get neuropathy, they can, you know, with the eyes, the retina, loosens, and they can get blind already when it is that low.
Yes. And people don't even realize.
No. And that's why everybody should get the glucose meter and really check after they eat, at least check one meal a day, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 60 minutes, see where their peak is, and then they can stop pricking their finger every 15 minutes. But it's really, it sounds also gross and people don't want to do it, but it really is important.
Yes. Yes, it is. And
it's important to know about your own body.
Yes, what's going on in your own body. Yes, it's interesting, because my husband just, you know, he had an extra glucometer here at home, and I start taking my blood sugar. I mean, he had, you know, what was called pre-diabetes, whatever, so his doctor gave him one. So we got an extra one. So he said that I should start taking my blood sugar every morning.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's not enough with every morning. What's more important is when you eat a big meal.
Yes, you're right. It's Thanksgiving
because
dinner,
that's what
around the table.
Exactly. Yeah, and you don't want to, you know, if you take your blood sugar, and the easiest way is to take it every 15 minutes, to see the first couple of times at least, so you see where your peak is, and then you can just take it like you eat, and then if your peak is 45 minutes after, you take it 45 minutes after to check which foods are spiking you.
Very interesting, because I know I had some inflammation going on in my body. I had a nasty fall, so I had some scar tissue, and I had some inflammation going on. Well, my blood sugar was up an incredibly high, you know, reading.
Yeah.
So you have to take account of what's going on in your life.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, you can also take remedies. You can take chromium nicotinate is better than the pico, whatever it's called. You know, so you can take things to balance your blood sugar yourself. But you have to measure your blood sugar. Otherwise, you don't know what it does or how it does.
Yes, very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, and I know my mother has diabetes, and she wouldn't eat right no matter what I used to tell her. She wouldn't eat right. And now she's got neuropathy affecting her legs to such a degree that she can hardly walk.
Yeah.
And it's so sad.
It's so sad, and that is really self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's down in Florida. I'll tell her to give you a call.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
Where in Florida is she?
She's down in Boynton Beach, near Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's an hour or so, an hour and a half between. Lots of traffic.
But she, she thinks her medical doctors have it all handled. It's like, Mom, you don't understand. They don't. But
yes,
she always argued about that.
Well, you know, but that is really also what I'm trying to tell, wake people up, that there is no magic pill, and there is nobody who can take care of you but yourself.
That's very true, Inga, very true. But people don't realize that.
No. And that's what I'm trying also to... to tell them.
Is it just Americans or is it other people in other countries too?
I guess it's getting pretty common, but I think the Americans are worse.
Yeah.
I really do, because it's here, and it's maybe it's not even their fault, because it started with I think it started with TV dinners. It started with not cooking. Started with eating packaged food with sugar and all that stuff. And people here don't cook.
Yeah,
most
scary.
Of them really don't. They stop at Burger King or something like that, and yeah.
Yeah.
I cringe.
Yeah, and that's, you know, sugar and salt and everything else.
Yeah, and it's not even salt. It's just a chemical.
Yeah. That's
NaCl. So that is, not so easy. So it is, and that's, I think the TV dinners they started was in the 60s or something. I mean, we did not have it where I was, but.
That started the whole thing. You know, everyone at work and make it simple, you know, make it easy. And it's not something that's easy to begin with.
Yeah, and then you're asleep.
Yeah, exactly. So tell me a little bit about your experience with natural healing.
How do you mean? I mean, it's food, of course, and then...
I mean, do you do much of that?
If I do what I said, I think I'm, I eat organic, and of course, you can't do it all the time. I like to go out also.
Yeah.
And, now and then. Not every day, not maybe once a week, but not more.
Okay.
I do take care of myself, and also, I had my 83rd birthday yesterday.
Congratulations, Inga. That's wonderful.
So I'm an old broad. I work full time. I study endocrinology now with Dr. Rita Marie Rosalsko, if you know who that is.
Oh.
So I'm keeping my brain. I think to retire is for the birds.
Good stuff. So do you do meditation?
Yes, I do.
Like,
absolutely.
Like, do you recommend it to people then?
Absolutely. I mean, even if you are stressed and you don't have any other time, at least hold your hand on your chest, on your heart. Take 3 deep breaths. Be grateful for something, whether it's being alive or something, you know, but something. And just imagine you are on the beach or someplace you want to be. It doesn't have to take more than 3 minutes.
Uh-huh. That's pretty easy. In our rush society, most people can take 3 minutes, right?
Yeah. If nothing else, I'm going to sit on the toilet. if they want to save time. I mean, there's always 3 minutes. You can always take 3 minutes. And also, you can do it before you eat, for example.
That's probably a good thing to do.
And be grateful for the food. And that is good for your digestion.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, so we can use all the help there we can get because, I don't know, we just eat too fast and too much and don't really think about it.
Exactly. That's the other thing. When you eat too fast, the brain can't catch up. It doesn't know when you're full because it goes too fast.
Yeah. I know also that a lot of times we think we're hungry and all you really need is a glass of water because we're dehydrated.
Yes. Exactly. And many people don't think about that. So... I recommend that half an hour before they eat that they take a big glass of water and not cold because that congeals the fat that they're so afraid of. So warm or at least room temperature and have a little piece of fruit. That sugar, you know, when you were little, your parents said, your mother said, don't eat sugar, that will ruin your appetite.
Yes.
So have a piece of fruit, that's a little sugar, and the water, and you are not so hungry when you sit down to eat.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So now you're telling people, like you just said, fighting with what your mother's been telling you all these years is good. Eat a little sugar before you sit down to the meal.
Yep.
Very interesting.
I don't know. I think probably stevia would work too. That's also something that I recommend people when they have sugar cravings. And I said, take a drop of stevia on your tongue. That's enough. That's so sweet that they just.
That's very interesting. So I know that I spoke to somebody, you know, several months ago on this show who does nutrition for animals.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, the thing they give animals, a lot of animal food or feed contains grains and wheat and potatoes and stuff that animals should not eat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good. Yep, it's.
They might just be allergic to people and things too.
Well, as a matter of fact, I have both a kit for dogs and a kit for cats.
Really?
I mean, apart from the one for people who are allergic to animals, I also have kits for dogs and cats, because that's another thing nowadays. All kits, dogs, they have, and cats, they get diabetes, they are allergic to lots of stuff. They scratch and bite them, lick themselves. And I think it's the same thing there. You know, they get so many vaccinations that their immune system is lowered.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get the food that is that's not good for them, and they get diabetes and heart attacks and all kinds of stuff.
I was just thinking vaccinations. Like, what about the meat we eat, the cattle and the horses and the, you know, all the animals?
Yeah. Big business.
Major vaccinations. Yeah.
So they have their specific kits because they have different foods and different vaccinations and they're allergic to fleas, or maybe they even the poop from the fleas.
Wow.
So they have allergies.
That's just amazing, because the whole world is basically controlled by these allergies, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah.
Wow. That's just fascinating to think about, because you don't really think about kids or pets being allergic to, I mean, like, the people can be allergic to pets, but the pets can just as easily be allergic to people.
That probably is true, too. Yeah.
Wow. Maybe that dog who was out here in our yard today was allergic to its owner's yard. Yeah.
Well,
this is something interesting to think about.
Yeah. Yeah, you never know. It could
be. All the squirrels you see running around, I mean, I'm not saying give them all allergy testing and test all the, you know, treat them all, but, you know, the little animals that are everywhere are probably allergic to everything, too. Huh. Gives you something to think about.
Yes.
Well, tell me something. Once you use your allergy kit, once you do that, do you go back and do it like every few months or every year, or how does that work?
Well, it depends, but I recommend that you do the sugar vial regularly, because there is really no way you can avoid it if you eat out and if you buy packaged food. It all has sugar. So if you eat it constantly, of course, it will come back.
Yes.
So, normally, once you're clear, normally you are cleared from it. But you can also do a booster by just taking vial number 7, which has everything.
Uh-huh.
And just do a repetition of that now and then. So that's true.
Very interesting. Yeah, because you realize how incredibly common these things are. I mean, it's just like, I don't think a day goes by where someone doesn't come in here and say, oh, my allergies. You know, because we're in the desert, it doesn't rain a lot here, so we have a lot of pollen blowing around.
I was thinking about something that flew in and flew out again.
Well,
we have mold. I was thinking about mold also. Mold in
mold.
Where even in the desert you have mold.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
even
yeah.
Even though you wouldn't think so.
Oh, yeah. We don't have any humid days, but we have mold, yeah.
And many people are allergic to mold. And it takes time before you realize that you are allergic to mold. I mean, people don't, since it's so common, you don't realize that it is the mold.
Right,
and, as I said.
And headaches or back pain, people don't even think. It might just be allergies.
Yes. It may be.
Yeah, it probably is what it sounds like. If everyone's allergic to everything here, pretty scary.
Yes, you can be allergic to absolutely everything. I mean, some people are allergic to themselves, too. You know,
allergic
some people have
allergies. That's interesting.
Yes. I mean, there are people who are allergic to their own sweat or, you know, so that's to themselves or to their own, to their urine or other bodily fluids. or women who are allergic. There are women who are allergic to their husband's sperm.
Oh,
so you
wow.
can really do, yeah, you can really yeah. be allergic to everything.
And, I mean, somebody just told me the other week, I mean, she, you know, had it confirmed, but she's actually allergic to the sun.
Yes, that too.
I mean, it seems so strange.
Yes, but it's not that unusual.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Can you get over something like that?
Yeah, I have a vial for sun.
Wow.
That's the same as with the electromagnetic field frequencies.
Oh.
Lots of people are allergic to them too. And I recommend that people put a timer on their Wi-Fi, especially with kids on the spectrum, because they are more sensitive. And when you lay down those frequencies, you don't move, so they go straight through.
Oh!
The best thing is really to turn off the Wi-Fi during the night.
Huh. Wow. Absolutely incredible.
And also, yeah, and you know people who look at their computers until they're going to go to bed, or they have TV in their bedroom, the blue light.
Uh-huh.
So they often, first of all, the melatonin doesn't do what it's supposed to do, and often they... You know, they don't go to bed or they don't fall asleep when their sleep cycle is kicking in. When they start yawning, that's when they should go to bed. No, I have to do this first. I have to do this first. And then they're in the middle of the cycle and they won't fall asleep.
Huh.
So what they should do is make themselves ready for bed an hour before, stop watching their computers, listen to music or read something instead, if they have sleep problems. And as soon as they start yawning, just go to bed. Go to the bathroom and go to bed.
Huh, very interesting. And
they will fall asleep probably within 5 minutes.
Well, tell me, maybe you can help me here. A lot of times I'm really tired, I'll go lie down in bed, and suddenly I'm just wide awake.
Well, who is that? Is that your husband?
That's me. That's me, for example.
That's you. Okay, so you probably don't go to bed on time? Or are you on the computer before you go to bed?
Often I am. I shouldn't be, I know.
Yeah. So that's really the first thing to start with. Stop your computer an hour before you go to bed. And know when your cycle starts. I mean, it is 90 minutes, more or less. It's not that much of a fluctuation. So if you start to yawn at 8 or 8:30 or whatever, you can count an hour and a half, 8:30, 9:30, 10. Okay, yeah, I should be in bed by 10.
Huh.
Because then you are in the cycle. Because if you start to yawn at 10 and you just work yourself over it and you get into what they call the second wind,
uh-huh.
then you go over your cycle. If you try to go to bed at 11, you will not fall asleep. You will be totally awake.
Very interesting. Yeah, because I read somewhere, I mean, I try to go to bed pretty much the same time every night. I mean, that's helping me for the most part. Because, you know, people with head injuries, you know, usually have problems sleeping.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the connection, direct connection with the gut and the... But try to do that. Try to, you know, maybe have a cup of chamomile an hour before.
Oh, yeah, I do, believe me, yeah.
And then when you start yawning, that's when you go to bed.
Okay.
And otherwise it can also be that you're stressed out and your cortisol is like unbalanced.
Yeah, I mean, actually lately I've been shutting off the computer and just playing piano. I'm taking piano lessons currently, so I'll just shut off the computer an hour early and, you know, go play the piano before I go to bed.
Better than the computer.
Yeah. Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
And remember that the first yawn is the first sign of going to bed.
Okay. Yawning is a sign. Gotcha. Yes,
yep.
I will remember that.
So the best thing is to be ready for it, you know, you're showered or brush your teeth or whatever you do before you go to bed. So you're ready when you start yawning, then you know, okay, time to go to bed.
Yeah.
I do that myself. So.
Okay, yeah, because I know different people are on different cycles.
Yeah, but it's not that much difference.
Yeah.
And you know that liver between 1 and 3 is detoxing.
Right.
And the liver and the brain too. We need to sleep before 12 o'clock really.
Yeah, most of the time I do that. Sometimes I find I just can't sleep at all. You know, I'll go to bed later, but usually I'm in bed before that. Yeah, because you do have to give these organs a chance to rejuvenate themselves.
Absolutely, yes. So,
okay.
The question of listening to the body.
Listening to the body. What a concept, yeah.
Yeah. Really, what a concept, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, if people realize that, well, people realize that a lot of things would change, but, you know, we're in the situation we're in. You got to make the best of it. But that's very interesting that anyone can treat their allergies and one, you know, just going through it once, going thoroughly through it should help. And then you can go back through it later to get resensitized to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because yeah. People often don't think about resensitization to things. You know, it's like, you know, the stuff they spray on the golf course outside of your house.
You know, you gotta be careful about that because they'll keep spraying that,
right?
Yeah. So there are lots of things, as I say, we don't think of, and some people don't believe it. And but our bodies know. If we could learn a little more about tuning into our bodies and ask our bodies what it wants.
And how do you recommend we do that?
Well, that is really meditation. And, I mean, to start to meditate, some people say they can't meditate and they think of a lot of things. Well, yeah, we always think. But I find the easiest way is to start to so-called meditate is just sitting down, relaxing, and think about the breath. Breathe in for 4, breathe out for 4, and start with something simple like that, because every time you start to think about something different, if you bring yourself back with counting, you can't really think about something else.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes when I find I can't sleep at all, I just start breathing heavily, breathe in for 4 and then breathe out for 7. And
yeah,
puts me right to sleep.
True, too.
Because I learned at a chiropractic seminar years ago that you activate the parasympathetic, the sleep system, and you breathe out. That's why you want to make it longer if you're trying to sleep.
Yes. So I just said that you breathe in and out in the beginning to start. And then when you get a little more used to it, then you start to breathe in.
Well, meditation is different from sleep, too.
Yeah.
You don't want to fall asleep when you're meditating.
Well, even if you do, that's relaxing, too.
That's true.
Just don't sleep for 2 hours.
What about people who just wake up in the middle of the night and can't get back to sleep? I have a lot of patients who complain about that.
Well, that's mostly hormone stress and hormone imbalance. That has to do with the adrenals.
Uh-huh.
So have to check that.
Down.
Yeah, they're run down and don't relax properly. And also probably not, you know, go to bed when they should.
You're probably right.
Because people, I think, don't, very many people, they do not take the time to sleep. There's always something to do first. Or they watch TV and they want to finish watching what they're watching, and you know it can be lots of things.
That's true. So you, I mean, I'm just looking back through the things I wrote about you, and basically you're saying everyone should do the allergy kit, the basic things of the allergy kit. And then some people can do for special things, too.
Yes, so mostly what you do, you start with one of the kits. If you, for example, if you know that you have environmental allergies, you would buy the environmental kit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have food allergies, you do that. If you have a kid with autism, you get that kid. I also have an emotional kid, by the way.
Oh!
And, and it works. So they can, and some people maybe they don't want to spend the whole, you know, for the money for the whole kit, so they start with the basic kit, and then they can add, I don't charge for shipping, so they can buy one by at a time if they want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well that's great to know.
Yeah.
That's
so there
really
is many possibilities.
So do you have a couple more inspirational stories to, you know, close up the show here?
Well, I also to explain maybe a little bit that sometimes you have to go deeper because I have a lot. I have things combined. So I had this girl who was three years old. She was almost 4. She had her 4th birthday while I was treating her. Her mother didn't want to do this. Her mother did not want to do the allergy kit on her, so she came to my office. So I treated her for her for vial number 1, and she was strong when she left, and then when she came back next time she was weak, because I do muscle testing to check if it so-called takes. She was weak. So I treated her one more time, and then she came back the third time, and she was weak again. And then I tested her for, you know, the egg. I tested her for egg white and egg yolk and chicken and milk and vitamin C. And she was strong on everything but the chicken. She was weak on the chicken. And the mother said, oh, that's almost all I give her. So I treated her for only chicken and asked the mother not to give her chicken for a couple of weeks. I don't know if I told her, you know, this girl was covered in eczema, itchy eczema from top to toe.
Oh, dear.
So when she came back after the chicken treatment, she was totally clean. I mean, it was
really
amazing. Nothing left of her eczema.
Great story.
And I had another little girl who came to my office. She was 2 or 3 years old, but she was not thriving. She would get a strep throat, went to the doctor, got antibiotics, went back home, took the antibiotics, and then 3 weeks later she would have a strep throat, started with strep throat, and then she would have ear infection.
Oh, dear.
And then the same thing again. And ear infections in children is mostly due to milk allergy.
To what allergy?
So, milk. Allergy to milk.
Milk, really?
Yeah. So I treated her and just treated her for the first vial. And I think I did the milk separately, too. And after that, she never had any more ear infections or throat infections.
Wow.
So she's this poor girl. She had been pumped full with antibiotics for months and months.
Ugh.
So after that, no more antibiotic. But, of course, she had to help with her gut because that was, you know, damaged. But she started to eat and thrive, and it totally changed her life.
Very nice.
So there are so many things. I mean, which doctor, ear, nose, and throat doctor, thinks about clearing a child with ear infections for milk, or tell them not to drink, tell them not to give them milk? Nobody.
Yeah.
Antibiotics. They get antibiotics instead.
Very interesting. Yeah. So tell me something. I was just wondering, are allergies different? Do they work out, manifest differently among the different sexes, men and women?
No, I don't think so.
No, okay. Just curious. I was just wondering.
No.
Okay.
And I mean, some people, it doesn't work for some people, but as I said, I have less than 5% returns on my kids.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Okay, and again, tell people how to get your kit again.
Theallergykit.com or go to your website.
You have to send me the stuff, yeah. But theallergykit.com. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Inga. Do you have anything you'd like to say in the last few minutes we have here?
Yeah, please, people, start to eat organic at least. And stop sugar and stop wheat. listen to your body and, meditate and just start to get healthy and don't think that anybody else will do it for you. You have to take responsibility for your own health and your family's health.
Very
Nobody else can do that but you.
That's true. That's true. You got to take care of yourself. Well, I thank you very much for talking to me tonight, Inga. This was very educational.
Thank you.
And I want you to send me the banners I can put up on my website. but you can do that tomorrow because I know you live in Florida, so this is late for you. But I will definitely talk to you later, and thank you so much for talking with me tonight.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye, good night. Bye-bye.